Celebrating long-haul truckers, February 29, 2024. It's a new year. Sonichi Scott Anderson has come up with a fabulous new concept. A series of articles themed, The Legacy of Long-Haul Truckers. This is the first article in that series. In 2023, I embarked on a road trip from Cape Town to Johannesburg, interviewing truck drivers at each truck stop. The purpose of this trip was to evaluate a series of questions I wanted to incorporate into a national truck driver survey. However, as I sat on the hot pavements and listened to the answers and the stories of the men I interviewed, my heart began to open. These men were just like my father. They too had sacrificed many of life's personal joys for a life on the road. Their stories of missing their wives' dinners and family time with their aging parents and growing children struck a chord with me, leading me to question society's indifference to their struggles. After reviewing almost 1,000 survey responses, I felt compelled to give a voice to these men and women of long-haul trucking. I wanted to share my perspective as a truck driver's daughter and shine a light on their often unacknowledged sacrifices. I hope this series will begin to humanize drivers and prompt us to acknowledge them at every encounter, give them space on the early morning roads, and even consider gifting them a hot cup of coffee or a meal as a token of appreciation. As I reflect on my life's journey, I see how I have come full circle. Growing up, I often felt overshadowed by my father's role as a truck driver. It was a constant battle to align the perceptions of others with our family's reality. I now understand the depth of his sacrifices. His hard work and dedication were more than just a means to an end, they were his way of nurturing us, of creating a life rich in lessons and humble in means. This understanding has reshaped my worldview, transforming a childhood challenge into a beacon of pride and inspiration. I have chosen to begin this series with a letter to my late father. These are words I never had the chance to say to him. Dearest Dad, I have come to realize the invaluable role you played in shaping me into who I am today. I am so proud to be your daughter. Your journey as a truck driver, though not your first career choice, epitomized resilience and dedication. Every challenge and triumph of yours has deeply influenced my path. You started driving in the early 70s, traversing rugged landscapes with your trusted assistant, Wilson. Your stories of sharing lunches, and the beauty of remote areas in the old Transkei to which you traveled, painted a vivid picture of your life on the road. I remember how you cherished the simple pleasure of fresh hot bread from the bakeries where you delivered flour, a small joy amidst your demanding job. At home, we had our share of duties, like making your lunch. We did not realize how the hot cab would destroy any pleasure in eating a sandwich that included fresh salad ingredients. When we could not make your favorite cottage pie sandwich or leftover roast meat, we improvised, hoping our sandwich creations met your approval, and you always accepted them with gratitude. I now know that you would depart really early so that you could try to make it home for dinner. Those early morning departures and late night returns, battling the noise of the engine and the wind blowing through the windows to cool down the truck, took their toll. Yet, despite the fatigue and health challenges, you never waned in your commitment to our family, working tirelessly on weekends rebuilding beach buggies and Baja bugs to bring in an extra income. It is strange, but I still enjoy the smell of body filler and Genkum glue. The effort that went into creating a smooth paint finish, sanding endlessly with water paper, taught me to complete a task with pride and commitment. I used to view Mum's role as a stay-at-home parent through a lens of misunderstanding. Only recently have I come to appreciate the emotional and physical burdens she shouldered in your absence. Dad, we noticed that even though you moved through life fatigued, you always found time to support Mom, to join her in the kitchen to make a great curry on a Saturday evening or to make seasonal jams. Your passion for learning, especially your fondness for motivational speakers like Dale Carnegie and Tony Robbins, inadvertently shaped the way you approached business and life. Your mantra, "There are no problems, just opportunities," has become my guiding principle. You were a strict yet loving father, a disciplined man who lived by high moral standards. The anticipation of your return from work and the discipline that at times followed taught me life lessons, though it was not without its fears. Dad, you were my first mentor, instilling values of honor, ethics, and resilience. Your legacy lives on in me, in my business ethos, my parenting, and my drive to make a positive impact in the trucking industry. Thank you for all you gave up to provide for us, and I am sorry for not seeing the depth of your silent battle. Your spirit and teachings continue to inspire me daily. Your loving daughter, the years on the road that resulted in the loss of his hearing and mobility, coupled with the scars of his past from years spent on the Angolan border, gradually dimmed his zest for life, culminating in his tragic passing on the 9th of August 2009. I grappled with the contradiction of my dad taking his life against his deep religious beliefs. But, more so, I struggled with the guilt of not noticing the signs of his depression. Some 13 years later, I am acutely aware of the mental health challenges many drivers face. In honor of my dad's memory, I am dedicated to improving the well-being of truck drivers. I applaud organizations that recognize the value of long-haul truckers, and I would like to thank Hollard Insure for their annual Highway Heroes Awards, as well as IVECO and the Road Freight Association for their hashtag Thank You Trucker Awards. I also want to acknowledge all the operators who consistently recognize and reward their drivers for the value they create within their organizations. I invite you to join me on this journey of discovery and homage, as we unveil the hidden depths of the trucking world, one heartfelt story at a time. Stay tuned for more in the Legacy of Long-Haul Truckers series, where every tale is a window into a life less ordinary and every word is a step towards understanding and appreciation.